Here we are, Greg and Drew, plotting exactly what we intend to do for this podcast. Previous to this discussion, we were involved in a discussion A about what we should name the podcast. We have a variety of ideas. We're still working on that. And B, we attempted to have this conversation about what we should do in the podcast and just turn into Yo Mama jokes and discussions of poo.
That's pretty exciting.
So now, while Yo Mama jokes and discussions of poo are fairly exciting, let's work on.
I feel like this podcast should be meaningful,
Yeah, I agree.
yet at the same time, kind of
Can I confess something?
trying to find the right
I'm
word.
really aware of the microphone and the fact that it's on, and so I'm not talking the way it would if we were just having a conversation, I don't think. I know that's not a problem, really. Really aware of the mic. I don't feel like I'm talking to you, Drew,
You should talk to
so
me.
much as I'm talking to the
Don't
audience.
talk. There's no audience. There's a blue, actually it's white, but it says blue on it, bowl over there.
Crap. Okay, that's cool. All right, so what are we gonna do for the podcast? Ah! The door was biting me. I don't
Right,
know.
of course, the door's biting you. All right, so I like the whole like using the book of questions.
Okay, because that could be a segment, like an
You
opening
could.
segment. Answer a question. I think we need to do a discussion, like a political,
Political discussion,
theological,
theological,
philosophical,
philosophical,
oracles, literary,
literarchical,
literarchical. That's not a word.
literarchical.
Literarchical. That's not a word either.
It
But
should
it's a
be.
funny sound. Literarchical discussion. Right, and so I think we can probably like bring with us to the podcast like a first of all, how often do we think we're gonna do this?
Weekly?
Weekly, yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Apparently, literophical is not a word.
No, it's not. I told you it's not a word.
I'm upset.
So we can I don't know, kind of look at like what kind of happens that week, just in terms of what we experience, and then either pick like a news event, or not even that, just have general discussion. But we need to be a little bit more firmly, like just wanting to.
More concretely.
I was thinking that, yes,
Right.
get out of my head. We need to more concretely decide what we're going to talk.
Okay. All right. So we don't really have to think at all about the question segment.
No, because you can just open that up and talk. Okay.
All right. Perhaps.
I also think we should share works of art
Right.
that we
Create.
have created.
Do that.
Yes. That's a good segment.
Play music that I wrote
Yeah.
or something that
Or even like, yeah,
you
so a poem or something that I've written. And also, even possibly like select a song or two from that week. That's, man, it's pretty freaking awesome. You know,
Good song. Just be like, listen to the good song.
listen to the good song. It's really awesome and
People
sweet.
can listen to the good song.
Like the coffee song.
Like the coffee song. It's like my favorite
Yes.
song ever.
I'm such a fan.
It's like my theme song.
So we can have a oh,
Coffee. Dee dee dee.
all right. Thank you for that. Now we can also have.
Keep talking, bro.
Okay, we can also have. All right. So the question section, the what I perceive as being the meat of the conversation and discussion portion, which is something things that we think of philosophical or logical or theological. Not logical. Logical, of course. Yes, this is very logical. So
I was sitting there and I thought, wow,
that is logical.
this is really logical.
Here's what's logical. Forks are logical. Got like a stick on them. And like four prongs.
And like the stick on the end just works really well. Like I can hold it
in my hand. Speaking of that, opposable thumbs are freaking logical.
Good call, God.
We can have the logical segment.
Yes.
The funny thing. What we think is logical. Just something. Something.
And math.
Math.
By no means.
No.
Is logical.
No. No, it's not.
Even though, like, they have math classes that are called, like, logistics.
Not true.
As far as, like,
it's a lie.
Logics.
Don't believe
logical
it.
Things. It's not
don't
logical.
Don't believe it.
Logically, I really don't care what the probability of me getting a hand that has two clubs and three aces in it are.
Right.
I really don't care.
Yes, true.
Like, what if one of the aces is a club? Then you have to, like, factor that in somehow. It's completely illogical. Why do you care?
Right, we don't.
Are you supposed to be a card shark?
No. No, you're not supposed to be a
card. That's not
that's
legal.
That's wrong.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily illegal.
That is immoral.
Only if you're, like, betting money on
and it. And unethical.
We could have an ethics section.
An ethics section, yes.
We talk about things ethics. That are ethical or not ethical.
So we could even divide this up.
Right.
Into, like, we can let, you know, we don't need to be too divisive, and we can let things cross borders, but you know, I'm for immigration, by the way, letting things cross borders while we're on the subject. I am for immigration. I don't think we should build a wall or an electric fence or whatever to keep out the Mexicans. I think Mexicans are very worthwhile people. All right, so back to the discussion. We could have
if we're talking about ethics. And then we start talking about, like, why things are right and wrong. We start talking about God. Then I'm going to have to, like, you know, play some kind of a siren or something. Because we're not in the theology section. We're in the ethics section.
They're so different.
They're very different.
God ethics, is not ethical.
Ethics are secular things.
Very.
While theology is the opposite of a secular thing.
Right. Like, and Zeus.
Entirely spiritual.
Zeus is a bad person. God. Thing.
He's not God.
He is a god.
He is fake.
What?
No, they made him up.
No, they didn't. I've seen pictures.
Mm.
I watched Hercules. It's
Dude.
A movie. He stars in a freaking movie.
You're right. One time, I saw a picture of a great giant squid. A colossal squid. But I've never seen one. Probably real. Your line of reasoning is very good. You saw a picture of Zeus, so he's probably real.
So we can have, we can call
that,
it.
That could go in the logical section.
We can have the opener, which is like a question of the book. And we can have like the logical section.
Mm-hmm.
And then the theological / philosophical / literary-esque ethical section where we talk about pressing questions. Stop breaking it in half.
Sorry.
Where we discuss such things as that. And that makes sense. And then we can have, so that can be the first like half or something. Or even more than half, maybe like 3/4 of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how long we want to go. And then we can have the artsy thing section. I'm calling it an artsy thing.
You're looking pretty artsy there with your hat kind of tilted.
I'm flipping artsy, bruh. Oh, we have to have the word discussion, like Flittermouse. Flittermouse? Streusel?
Would you like a streusel? A streusel? A streusel? Look at your streusel.
Alright, so we can have... That makes sense, sort of. All right. So do we want to plan out our first podcast, what we're going to talk about?
A little bit. That'd be good.
All right. So want to do that now?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to write all my post-it notes. You can't even see these.
If the microphone were an eyeball, they would be able to see it.
We had this conversation yesterday.
It looks like an eyeball.
Yes, but it's not.
It's not. It's not an eyeball.
No, it's not. That's a common misconception that...
Just because it looks like an eyeball doesn't mean that it's an eyeball.
No, it's not. It is not an eyeball. No way.
No how.
Okay, so we have a question. That makes sense. First. question. Logical. Really funny. Logical section. Just random thing. Drawers are pretty logical. They
cover your legs.
Right, that's my definition of drawer. Correct. Good job, Drew.
Works better than the, like, whatever leaves.
You have a dentine thing.
Yeah, I have gum.
Spearmint's yum.
Do you want some Mentos?
Oh, yes.
Have a Mentos, bro. All right, so a question. Don't really have to write down what that's going to be. It's going to be random.
Logical section.
I don't know anything about that.
I do. I'll be in charge of that one.
All right. Mom is logical. All right, politics. Let's talk about what Obama recently revoked, the Mexico City policy. City stuff. All right, the theology.
Mm-hmm.
What do we talk about there?
Could
just be like a spirituality section.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Rather than theology.
That
makes it a little bit more broad. I don't know. What is God doing in your life now?
Answer the question.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to cross out theology. I just wrote that down.
I wrote theology spirit.
Spirit.
Theology spirit.
Spirituality. Oh, man, my handwriting is awful.
Okay, so what are we going to say in there? What do we want to talk about in the theology scripture section? I can probably, like, I'll be able to easily draw in.
Well, if we're lacking, I always have I Am Most for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, which we could read a page out of that and discuss it. Or we could similarly read an excerpt from Taste and See by John Piper, talk about that. We don't have anything to talk about, or always just better than Oswald Chambers or John Piper. Or open up the Bible and read a segment of that and talk about it. Probably the best idea.
Want to do that?
We can do that.
Okay, and that'll actually probably open up stories
mm-hmm.
about during the week.
Scripture does cool things.
All right, so where do we want? We just wanted to do a random Bible thing. I don't really want to do it so randomly.
We don't have to do something.
I have certain verses in mind. Strudel? Okay.
Strudel? You want a strudel?
We can do a literary thing. That can also be a segue into the arts, but, yeah. Want to do a literary thing?
If you want to. You're going to be the shining person in that.
Okay. Well, I think this will also... I don't know. I kind of want to do, like, a big bubble around theology, spirit, literature, philosophy.
Each of us had our own, like, segment where we just made something up every time. Like, we came up with some random idea. Like, oh, well, for the Greg segment, I'm going to...
Okay. Yes,
talk
we
about
have our own
literary things.
Okay.
And then I can talk about something else.
You don't want to talk...
I don't know what I'll talk about. Who knows?
All right, Greg segment. Greg. Yeah, I kind of want to do a big bubble around theology and spiritual and kind of philosophy in general because I can bring into that discussions I've had in Lit Crit and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be good.
I think that we should keep all of these sections segregated. I don't like unity or togetherness or, you know, echad, the Hebrew word. Discussions of Hebrew words.
You like Hebrew.
That's what I'll do in my segment. Talk about Hebrew words that I've learned. Maybe.
And then,
yeah.
After the bubble, though, it's the artsiness.
Art. Which would encourage us to make things.
Yeah, that's not exactly what I was thinking.
Be like, oh, well, if I'm going to share it on the podcast, I better write a new song. Or similar. Poem or something.
Mm-hmm.
I could draw from old things for a little while. I wanted to do that. It's the sound of Greg messing with the drawer.
I'll mess with your drawer.
Alright. So it sounds like we got a pretty good episode planned there.
Okay.
All right.
I need to figure out what Obama's doing before I can have a conversation about it, though.
It's cool. You can. I'll send you a link.
I don't want to read what he has to say. Okay, I want to read what Rush Limbaugh has to say about it.
A couple of links.
I want to see what Rush Limbaugh has to say about Obama. I bet he knows more.
It's possible.
Rush Limbaugh. It's very fair.
Oh, that was kind of guy. All right, I'm going to turn off the recording at this point.
Okay, and I want to listen to it.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. So, he's out recording.
He's out, brah.